Belinda presents this unabridged recording of The Dragon Queens, written by Tracy Harding and read by Uli Bevay. Journal of Tamar Devere. Finally, I have you. The journal that will become the basis of my first family chronicle. Yet the moment of your bestowment was not at all as I imagined it would be, as my perfect parents were having their first full-blown argument in living memory. Why did Dad's little surprise for my mother have to be let out of the bag on the morning of my 13th birthday? Although it wasn't really his fault that it wasn't as well received as expected. Still, I had envisioned being doted upon all day by my adoring parents and being showered with gifts and other surprises. As it was, I only had the opportunity to open my first present, this lock-up journal, when the phone rang and threw my special day into complete chaos. If I'd had to choose only one gift to receive today, however, this journal would have been my pick. I've been waiting for it since I was old enough to comprehend the purpose of a journal. I have kept diaries in the past in preparation for this moment, mainly electronic palm journals. However, the typed word has proved less durable than the good old-fashioned written word. Convenient little electronic pocket devices have a way of getting lost or stolen, and they tend to stop working once they've been left in a pocket and put through the wash cycle. And, as the intention behind the penning of this journal is to pass information on to my descendants, I am aware that an electronic device will never stand the test of time. Technology moves so fast, parts fail, and one can never rely on finding the right-sized battery in the next decade, let alone a century or a millennium from now. Paper is so expensive in this year of 2017 that a penned manuscript is something altogether rare and precious, much as it was long ago. The women of my family have been chronicling their life and times for centuries now. In our home library, come study, we have journals dating back as far as the 12th century. Admittedly, there is a large gap in the family history until early in the 19th century when my great-foremother, the Baroness Lady Ashley Granville de Vere, began recording the events of her lifetime. No ordinary Victorian woman, Lady Ashley was a famed psychic who had links with many secret societies and was involved in some covert investigations carried out during this pious age of church rule. Investigations concerning the bloodline that was the basis of Grail and fairy lore. My mother has not allowed me to read the journals of Lady Granville de Vere myself, but she has read to me from them. I suspect they contain sexual references that Mum feels she must censor, as if I don't know what sex entails. What I like most about Lady Ashley's tales is that they feature the ghost of a Crusader knight named Albre de Vere. This is my father's name, and as he is also brave, dark and handsome, I have always imagined him to be the knight in the tales. My parents have never discouraged this belief. In fact, they perpetuate my little fantasy. Mum often refers to Dad as her knight, and my father unashamedly claims that he was brought back to life by the mystical ladies of the Elohim because of his love for my mother. I used to believe their romantic fairy tales as a child, and even though I am now a teenager, I still enjoy my parents' yarns.